Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Thursday. It's the Brett Maga Show. Everyone's in good spirits, I feel like, because Taylor and Travis are engaged. We got that going for us. One of the first things we do on the Brett Maga Show, though, is share a good news story. Hannah, I know that it is almost like a touchy subject where we've talked on the show about the lack of presence your dad had in your life.
Correct.
And AB, I know you love a good handwritten letter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to blow both of your minds with this story, and it's happening next on the Brett Maga Show.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
This story is so cool, and I think it hits home to a lot of people here on the Brett Maga Show. Hannah has talked about it and opened up, I think, so bravely and maturely about the lack of presence your dad has had in your life and how it actually doesn't even affect you. You're like, you know what? My mom, she's a strong woman. Mm-hmm. She's played both roles, and I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I think most people are not like you. A lot of people are affected by a lack of presence that their father might have had in their life, whether they're not there on purpose or they're not there by choice, but we've lost them to death or illness or sick, whatever reason has. A lot of people are lacking a father figure in their life. Well, one woman loves her dad, and her dad and her have a great relationship. He actually has such a great relationship with his daughter that he writes her a handwritten letter every single day.
Wow.
Oh,
every
wow.
day.
Every
that
day.
Is king.
And one of the things, you think that would just be a good news story in itself, because then she became a mom herself. This has been going on for like ever. And he writes like a letter to her and now her son.
Oh my gosh.
And oh, wow.
It's like the most beautiful thing, right? But she started saying, Dad, like, I love my letters. There are so many people that don't have that presence in their life. We should
Stop
do something
it.
About it. And so she just posted online like, hey, are you in need of a letter from a dad? Just like saying, I love you, Dad.
Oh!
And sending encouragements. Got thousands of requests.
Oh!
Wow.
So Dad, over the summer, who's retired, started writing to people who said they need to hear from a father figure. And would write them encouraging things on their first day of school and their first job interview. And wrote them letters, like whether they're getting their first house, like real personal experiences. And they would sign them, I love you, Dad. Other dads started jumping on board with this and writing to other people and just saying, hey, I know you don't have, you know, your dad in your life, but as a dad, someone cares about you and is thinking
oh,
about
that's
you.
So cool.
And they're all handwritten letters from dads across the country.
That's
I mean,
awesome.
Absolute kings.
Right?
All these men.
Yeah.
That's really, that like reinstills my faith in humanity.
It's called the dadletterproject.com and it's pretty incredible.
The polls are open.
Life's going to suck for a second. Here on the Brett Maga Show, the poll of the day is one of the crappiest and suckiest things to happen to us just in our daily lives. Wet socks. You have to spend a day wearing wet socks. We all know that feeling. You put on wet socks and a shoe is just the grossest, worst feeling ever. Or a popcorn kernel stuck in your teeth. Super annoying as well. Which would you rather have?
Okay, I would much rather take the wet shoes, wet socks over anything in my teeth. For some reason, when I have something in my teeth, it like itches my brain and I will grab any object to get it out. I don't care what it is. I will take anything to get something out of my teeth. I cannot stand it. And also, when boyfriend Julian and I just went camping recently, I had wet things on my feet all day. So I experienced it and I survived.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Hannah on that. I feel the same way. Something.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your teeth just is annoying. You can handle wet socks. It's wet underwear. which is the worst.
Does that happen a lot?
Well, no, yeah, like you go on a theme park ride, like, you know, you go on the Raging River ride or whatever it is, and you get all wet on the log flume, and you're like, you got to spend the rest of the day in the park in wet underwear.
Oh, that's nothing.
Thought it was like, Kevin's like, man, I peed, in your pants are cool.
Peeing in your pants, yeah.
I actually don't eat popcorn because I absolutely hate, it gets stuck in my teeth every time. So I cannot do that.
Guys, this is a clean sweep. Eventually, the wet socks, your feet just become numb to the nastiness.
Yeah, correct. Yes.
You become gross. Like, it's gross, and then it's like, I'm just swamp feet. But you can never forget about that damn little popcorn kernel that's stuck in your teeth. It is, like, just there forever. And Hannah did seem dramatic, but when it feels like it's scratching your brain, but it actually
does something to me.
It really is. It feels like it's scratching your brain.
The polls are open. Brett better keep it, Brett better keep it moving.
For keep it moving is where we cover all the trending stories, but we get it. Life's busy. So we put 2 minutes on the clock. We read some trending stories for the next 2 minutes, and we feel like, oh, we're good. I've been caught up. Americans can't stop buying what, Hannah?
Honestly, I'm going to guess candles.
That's a really good guess, because I do think it kind of fits in the same thing. So they looked at Google Trends and what people are Googling, like, I can't stop buying what? Number one answer was Pokemon cards.
Really?
What?
Yeah, I guess
those are still relevant?
I guess it's a huge problem. Even full-grown adults fighting at Walmart and Costco over Pokemon cards.
Please.
One woman said her husband racked up $100,000 in debt over Pokemon cards.
Yeah, no.
Other ones, which is feel like it's... It's in the same lane as candles, as water bottles was number two.
How
do I stop buying water bottles? Right. Like, you always see it at like Walmart and Target. Like, I could use that. That's a good water bottle.
Even though you have 30.
I know.
I was debating buying one yesterday, but I literally don't have anywhere to put it.
And the other one is books. How to stop buying books. Mm-hmm. You see them at bookstores, like, especially like one of those cute bookshops. You're like, I need to get a book here. And then you never read it. And you're like, oh, man.
Yeah.
How many people will be traveling for Labor Day?
How many?
57% of Americans will actually travel for Labor Day. 148 million people will be on the roads.
Are any of guys?
No, I'm not either. Actually, wow, that's interesting. Do nice guys finish last at work?
I don't know.
You want to know?
I can answer that. Yes.
Yes, Kevin. Yes. Personality and career success found that white-collar workers who are most agreeable, nice, sensitive people were least likely to get promoted.
What's a white-collar worker?
As opposed to a blue-collar worker, white-collar jobs are more of office jobs, where blue-collar, you're doing like more manual labor.
Okay.
Yeah, like Kevin is, he's in the wrong field. He's a white-collar job, but he's a blue-collar guy.
You would say radio's a white, I would say it's like rainbow-colored.
Okay.
I don't even think it has a collar.
I actually respect that. Yeah,
we're like actually collarless. We have a sweatpant hood.
Respect.
Brett better keep it, Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Hey, Gina, how are you?
I'm perfect.
Perfect.
Whoa. Whoa. Okay, awesome.
Hannah, how are you?
A little far from perfect. But we're here. We're operating.
Like, way far from perfect. Like, you know, like, I don't know.
Very far in the distance.
Florida to Washington, far from perfect. Yeah. Perfect out of the United States. But. All right, here we go, Gina. I'm going to ask 5 pop culture questions to you and Hannah. So, Hannah, you leave the room so Gina can go perfect through these 5 questions, okay? Hannah can't hear the questions or the answer. She is officially gone. Here we go, Gina. Taylor Swift recently got engaged. Sure you heard. Who's she engaged to?
Travis Kelce.
Boom. Sabrina Carpenter has an album coming out this weekend. What concert did Sabrina Carpenter open up for and now has a collaboration with on her new album? Try the other half of that engagement.
Oh, can I phone a friend?
Sure. AB or Kevin?
AB.
What's the question?
Thanks, AB. What concert did Sabrina Carpenter open up for? What tour?
Oh, Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. Thanks.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, okay, great. Thanks.
There you go. Look at Travis and Taylor, both in the homeschool.
Yeah, there we go.
Who hosted the Love Island reunion?
Oh, Lord.
Should have saved your phone a friend for AB on that one.
Yeah. I didn't watch it. I don't know.
I don't watch it either. I have no idea.
It's Andy Cohen.
Andy Cohen.
And I didn't watch it. I just know
Cohen.
It.
Kevin's just locked in on the Love Island.
All right.
College football is back this weekend. Who is the number one team in the country?
Oh, gosh. Oregon?
Oregon,
that's a good choice, but no.
And the Gilmore Girls just celebrated their 25th anniversary with a special documentary. Follows the story of the mom and daughter. What are the mom and daughter's name in the Gilmore Girls?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't even watch that damn film.
Oh my god.
I respect the frustration.
I feel a little offended. Wow. It's a great show.
I respect the frustration. 2 out of 5. It's okay. We're going to see how Hannah does. I don't think she watches that damn show either. We'll see if she does next.
Hannah's Homeschool. Hannah's Homeschool.
Here we go. Hannah's Homeschool is on the Brett Magus Show. Hannah's walking back into the room to play. We got done asking Gina, who said she was doing perfect, but did not do perfect on the questions, Gina. Gina.
No.
Tell Hannah how many you got right.
Oh, I got 2 right.
All right.
We'll see if Hannah gets at least 2 of the same questions I asked Gina. You might have heard, Hannah, Taylor Swift. She got engaged.
I did hear that.
Who is she engaged to?
Travis Kelce.
All right.
Is that a question?
Yep. Boom. Okay. On the board. What tour did Sabrina Carpenter open up for and now have a new collaboration with?
Eras Tour.
Yep. Taylor Swift. Album comes out this weekend. Who hosted the Love Island reunion?
Andy Cohen.
That's 3 for 3. College football is back. Uh-oh. And you're in your football era.
Uh-oh.
Who is the number one team in the country?
For?
College football. For?
Ohio State?
Oh, it's
They're
close.
Number 2, actually.
They are playing, okay. And they are playing number 1. Texas.
Texas is number 1.
What's
team.
Their mascot?
The Longhorns.
Hook 'em horns.
Yeah.
Gina knew the Longhorns. Yeah. She knew the mascot.
Okay, I thought they were NFL, but okay.
Gilmore Girls just celebrated their 25th anniversary. They're going to have a special documentary. Follows the story of a mother and daughter. What are their names of this damn show? Gina.
Lorelai and...
You are halfway there. Yep. You got one of them.
Half point. Lorelai, that's the mom. The daughter is...
This is killing me.
It's killing me, too, because I've seen a couple episodes of this.
Uh-huh.
It's a big show. I've seen a couple of episodes.
Rory.
Yes!
Yeah!
Okay.
Yes!
They're both Lorelai, though. That's both of their names.
What?
Yeah. She Rory? Named her daughter after herself. They just call her Rory.
Rory, yeah.
So you had it.
Didn't know that. Okay. I'm shocked I got Rory. Right.
4 to 5. Not a bad score.
What did I miss?
Texas.
Texas.
Oh, yeah. Forget about that.
College football is the only question you missed. And, you're a big college football girl, so I was really shocked by that. Gina, you did get schooled, so you have to say it.
This is Gina, and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's Homeschool!
Mega Minds!
Here it is, the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. The number one food found in pantries is...
I'm going to say, dry pasta noodles.
Great guess.
Macaroni, linguine, lasagna, just ready to rock in there.
Okay.
I'm going to say potato chips.
Potato chips.
I'm going to say peanut butter.
Ooh, good guess.
You can keep that in there for a pretty long time.
Yeah. Good answers. Someone technically has it right. Tell you who it is next.
Mega Minds.
All right. Answer to the Megamind question of the day was actually kind of sort of gotten by someone on the Brett Magus Show. Really great guesses from everyone on the show. Hannah, your guess was?
I said pasta noodles.
I should probably read the question. The number one food found in pantries is, and you said pasta noodles.
Pasta noodles.
You gave a specific noodle, though. I wanted the specific noodle.
Macaroni noodle.
Okay. Kevin?
I said potato chips.
And I said peanut butter.
Great guesses. It is macaroni and cheese, guys.
Mac and cheese.
Okay, I get the dub.
Yeah.
If we count it, which I think...
I've said 3 examples of macaroni.
I would count
leading.
It.
I mean, a macaroni noodle is a lot different than mac and cheese.
It's probably the cup.
It's like the mac and cheese that you like serve the kids because that's all you got. But I'll count it, which would mean 3 in a row for Hannah, guys.
Wow. Need a crown.
All right. We're going to see how smart Hannah is with these grade school questions coming next. All right, let's take you back to school here on the Brett Magus Show. A lot of people going back to school over the next couple of weeks, getting into back to school mode. So we take everyone here on the Brett Magus Show back to school, and we do first grade level, second grade level, all the way up to fifth grade level questions to see who is the smartest person on the show, which is not saying much. given our history.
Yeah.
Here's the rules of the game. I'll ask each individual person the question. Each grade level will get harder and harder. You can steal. This is new to the game, guys.
Ooh.
Steals are allowed, but here's how it works. You could only steal if the person gets the question wrong. Each person gets one,
right.
One steal only, though.
Oh, I like this.
Okay.
Each
okay.
level, grade level, though, so make sure you decide when you want to use your steal, get the points get even more value. So each grade level, first grade level question is worth 1 point, second grade level, 2 points, and so on.
Ooh.
Hannah, we'll start with you. What is the first day of the week?
Monday.
Right off the bat, you,
yeah.
You want to steal?
I'll just steal, because right. Who knows if I'll get the later ones.
Okay.
What? Sunday
is the first day of the
job.
Week.
But according to who?
Because it's called the
Sunday is the end of the week.
The world. No, it's the weekend.
Yeah, yeah. According to the calendar?
The calendar.
What do you mean
Sunday's
according to who?
We're blowing our minds
right now. I
don't
believe that.
Okay, I cannot believe you missed a first grade level question and AB's on the board,
I know.
Guys.
I just need to be winning for 2 seconds.
All right. Kevin, what is the name of our planet?
I'm going to say Earth.
Okay, Kevin, that's correct. AB, what do you call a baby dog? You love dogs so much?
Puppy.
A puppy.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, the day of the week.
Hannah, everybody knew that. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah. I mean, that was embarrassing. Okay, second grade level questions. We're 2 points. AB, who does not ever steal, though. How many minutes are in 1 hour?
Oh,
we're
for me?
2 points, yes.
60.
Yep. Yay. Boom, AB. Four
right,
points.
AB.
Got scared for
Kevin's
a second.
Cheering for AB over here. Kevin, what season comes after summer?
That'd be autumn or fall.
Yep, I would have taken both, though.
I look, he didn't know that.
Dang, I should have given him that one. Second grade level, what is 5 tens and 3 ones, Hannah?
Whoa. 5 tens, 53.
Yes, yeah. That is correct.
Woo-hoo.
All right. Let's do Hannah one more time for third grade level before we go to the real hard ones. I just want to point out, we can steal. Hannah and Kevin both have their steals. Right after the first two rounds, it's 4-3-2. AB is in the lead after
wow.
the first two grade levels.
That has never happened before.
I know.
Start with Hannah. What continent do we live on here in the U.S.? Third grade level questions.
North America?
Yes, that is correct.
Way to go,
Hannah is now back in the lead, though, guys, with 5 points after that. Kevin, how many inches are in a foot?
There are 12 inches in a foot.
All right. Kevin now takes the lead with 6 points. And then AB, third grade level question, finishing up the third grade level. What is 7 times 8?
Ooh.
That's hard.
That is a hard
That's a tough
seven
one.
7 times 8. 56.
That is correct.
Oh, I almost said 42.
All right, we got through the first three grade levels. We'll see how they do in grades 4 and 5 next on the Brett Mega Show. It's all right, 'cause I'm safe at the bill. We are bringing you back to school here on the Brett Mega Show. A lot of people going back to school over the last couple of weeks, so we've brought the Brett Mega Show team members back to school and... God help us. We're asking first grade level all the way up to fifth grade level questions. Each round, the value of the points increase. So fourth grade level questions are worth 4 points, and that's where we're at. After the first three grade levels, for the first time in the history of this game, AB is in first place with 7 points. Give it up for AB.
I mean, unbelievable. I'm very excited for myself. I don't know how long it's going to last.
Kevin is in second with 6 points, and the girl who does not know the first day of the week... Hannah is in last with 5 points. You can steal, though, and Hannah and Kevin both have their steal available. If they miss the question, then you can steal. Okay. All right? So, Hannah, you're not out of it, and we will start with Hannah. Who is considered the primary author of the Declaration of Independence? Hannah?
George Washington?
It is not George Washington.
Can I steal?
You can steal, Kev. You still have your steal available?
Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson, and
who?
That was worth 4 points. Who?
Who?
So Kevin, this is a chance to really run away with
All
it, Kevin.
All right. I'm
what is the area of a rectangle that is 5 inches long and 3 inches wide? What would that be considered? Need that math.
The area is 5 times 3, 15.
Should I give him this? It is 15 square
oh,
inches.
Oh, you're right.
So
squared inches.
Steal!
Squared
15
inches.
Square.
I will not, because you would say 15 square. You can't just say the answer would be 15. Yeah. I don't think that in math they would give you that.
No, I had the little square, little 2 over that IN.
All right.
Too narrow.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, AB, what tool do we use to tell the temperature?
A thermostat?
Thermometer? Thermostat, no. I'll count that. Thermometer? You guys, thermostat and thermometer?
Thermostat is what you
thermostat
have in your house.
Thermostat controls the temperature in your house. You're right. A thermometer tells you the temperature. But I guess the thermostat does show
Kevin,
you that.
Kevin, I thought we were friends.
I think the
thermostat would still tell you the time. Or the temperature.
The time.
Sorry, the temperature.
All right.
I'm going to give it a point to make it interesting, guys, no matter what. 11, 10, 5. You're not out of it. So it goes back to AB. What is the fastest land animal?
A cheetah?
That is correct.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Just
guys,
went with my gut
that's
there.
16 points. I don't think anyone else can win here. Hannah could steal. You need to steal, Kevin. So you got to hope he misses this. Steals
okay,
and
come
then
on.
Gets it. All right.
I'll miss it on purpose for you, Hannah.
What is the largest planet in our solar system?
I'm not going to miss that one. it's Jupiter.
Jupiter is correct.
Yeah.
You know a lot about the solar system.
You do. Big solar system
My
guy.
Wife is a science teacher.
Yeah, I say that.
I used to teach second grade. Okay?
That's what you guys talk about at home.
Yes.
Yeah.
Planets.
That's right. We talk about the size
big old
of the,
Jupiter.
Hey, I'm not going to brag, but I'm going to talk about the size of the planets here. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't.
Where did this go?
I don't
know. Wow, that was impressive. Hannah, your last question. You cannot win, but you can redeem yourself for some of the most ridiculous answers I've ever heard. What is 144 divided by 12?
12.
Yeah,
that was correct. 10
bad
points.
Questions for me.
So if Kevin would have missed that science question, you could have answered it. You wouldn't have known.
I wouldn't
Jupiter.
Have gotten it.
You
though,
wouldn't
right.
have known. Yeah,
I wouldn't have gotten
so
it.
So that means AB wins.
AB with 16 points.
Wow!
First time ever.
Thank you guys. Thank you.
My camera ran out of space, so no one's in it. It's not on video.
Your stream will not be recorded.
There's no proof. Yeah.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
Instagram's probably taking a vacation after Travis and Taylor literally broke Instagram. They like shattered all records for like biggest Instagram post ever, most shared post. I mean, it just went absolutely crazy. I know for me, I personally spent like hours of my life clicking through everybody's stories that I knew of reposting the post. But for some people who followed Travis Kelce's ex, Kayla Nicole, she was definitely not reposting their engagement thing. She reposted something else that kind of made Swifties like side-eyed her a little bit. It was just hours after the announcement of Travis and Taylor. Kayla reposted this video about like comparing happiness to joy. And it said how happiness is just something you can basically just buy at a 7-Eleven. And joy is something that's completely different and you have to have like roots and it takes a lot of practice. So Swifties are kind of taking that as like, bro, are you like throwing diss right now and like saying that you have to have roots? And
interesting. Do you think she was being passive aggressive?
I honestly do, because a lot of people like bring up the fact that like Taylor and Travis, they first were seen together as a couple in September of 2023. So they're like barely hitting 2 years right now. And Kayla, Travis's ex, and Travis were together for 5 years. So that, ooh, to me makes like a correlation talking about like you have to have roots, you have to practice. Like there's a difference between like something that takes a long time and makes you happy versus something that's kind of like new and dainty. So to me, I do think she's calling shots, and I'm not going to sit here and make fun of her. You know, your heart can hurt when you see someone that you used to love like do stuff like whatever. I can understand that. I think it comes from a place more of hurt rather than jealousy.
Jealousy.
Yeah.
I feel like she's the same woman that was like on that reality competition show, right? And then she brought up Travis. And like, I think she is known for being like Travis's ex. And there's a part of me that feels like she strategically says stuff at the right times, so then she stays relevant. So yeah. I think that's annoying.
Like it's just like clout chasing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, yeah. I do. Like, yeah. I feel like more than like, I don't even know if she's really hurt. Is she? Like, I do think maybe it was a 5-year relationship, and seeing your ex now get engaged, it always feels like someone's winning or losing the breakup. But even on that reality show, I felt like she was clinging to Travis's name and Taylor's name, and then strategically saying things so then people bring her up. Like, what better time to, like, no one's going to talk about her, mm-hmm, or we're talking about her because everyone's talking about Taylor and Travis. Yeah. Right?
Well, even if that is a true point, which honestly it sounds pretty valid to me, I still think that's really sad, and it comes from a place of hurt from her.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
It is the Brett Maga Show, and Taylor and Travis got engaged. Not sure if you guys heard. It's breaking news.
Maybe you have.
But everyone is talking about this relationship, and everyone loves Taylor and Travis, but can they really actually make it? One of the things that we had done on the Brett Maga Show is put all of our relationships on ChatGPT. We did a brief description of our relationship, and we asked ChatGPT, we asked AI, will we be able to make it? Will we survive? And Hannah felt like she got roasted. It was.
I got a 65%.
It was hard. ChatGPT really did give us a good analysis of our relationship.
Said I had emotional pacing issues.
Like I said, ChatGPT knew us well.
Whatever.
So why should Taylor and Travis be any different? So I put Taylor and Travis's relationship, described it to ChatGPT, and asked ChatGPT if they would make it or not. The same way we did. So they're going to get the same treatment. This is what I wrote. I said, can you tell me if this couple will make it? He is a professional football player. He's been in the NFL for like 13 years. He has a brother he does a podcast with. He loves pop music. He's sweet but manly. He's funny. A guy's guy. She is a global music star. She has three cats. Been in a lot of really high-profile relationships that her music reflects. She's a girl's girl, sweet, boss, known for being kind and giving back. Do you think this couple will make it? You know what ChatGPT said?
What?
Oh, no.
Sounds like you're describing Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Yeah, they knew.
ChatGPT knew. And I was like, yes. Really positive thing. Says longevity and maturity. He's been in the NFL for over a decade. That shows discipline, resilience, handles pressure well. He's successful, so he doesn't feel intimidated by her success.
I think that's so true with those two. Huge, yes.
I think in the past, with her relationships, she's dated a lot of similar artsy guys, whether they did music or movies, and I feel like they felt intimidated by her success.
Or
like,
envious.
Or envious, you know, or jealous. He's like, I'm like the greatest of all time in what I do, and you're one of the greatest of all time in what you do. Like
two goats.
Yeah, right? Shared humor and chemistry. She, like, thinks he's funny. Like, his humor is very unique, and she thinks that's funny, and they're able to, like, joke around with each other. They have a supportive dynamic. He shows up at her concerts. He knows all of her music. She shows up at his NFL games. Here's the potential challenges. Demanding schedules. The NFL season is grueling.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Her tour is relentless. The spotlight. High-profile relationships usually get a lot of scrutiny. People are constantly poking holes in it. And paparazzi. It's hard for them to have any privacy. When you don't have privacy in a relationship, it means you have no like one-on-one time because the whole world is watching and the global world is watching this couple, and that is a lot of pressure. So that said,
hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want for fun to give you the odds? And I was like, ooh, yes, that's exactly what I want.
Yes.
You guys
are an avid listener to the Brett Maga Show. Right.
Guys, not only did it give me the odds, but it broke down every aspect of the relationship, like their how they support each other, how their chemistry. It gave me scores for all of it.
Whoa.
I was like, that's crazy. I'll tell you what their scores were and what the odds are that they make it or not next on the Brett Maga Show. It is the Brett Maga Show, and we're going to find out if Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are making it or what the odds are. We did this on the show, so why not Taylor and Travis actually feel the same scrutiny we did with our relationships? We put a brief description of our relationships into ChatGPT, and I felt like it accurately described our relationship, called, you know, emotional pacing issues.
Yeah.
Accurate. I felt like it described some of the struggles that I have in my relationship. And it said Kevin's, you know, the perfect husband, clearly. Boom. ChatGPT gets
Thank
us.
Thank you.
So we did the exact same thing. And ChatGPT's like, sounds like you're describing Taylor and Travis. I'm like, yes, we are. And it gave, like, some of the real issues they would have, which are, you know, being on the global presence and scrutiny that comes with that, paparazzi, not having privacy, their grueling schedules, their commitments to their careers as being issues in the relationship, but then also talked about how their humor and chemistry, like, are really great together. Mm-hmm. They're supportive of each other's careers. They shows that their commitment to their crafts show that they have their strong discipline in relationships. And then so ChatGPT said, I can give you a percentage that they'll make it. Hannah, what was your score again?
I had a 65.
Yep. Well, you're not as good as Travis and Taylor. 78%
chance
that they will make it.
Guys,
it then went in and gave me percentages of, like, how their relationship is. Like, their chemistry level, 90%.
Whoa.
Yeah, it says they generally look like they're having fun together, laughing together, 90% on chemistry. Mutual support of each other, 85%.
I would rank that higher, honestly. Mm-hmm.
I know. Yeah. I do think he goes to, like, every concert. He knows, like, every single song. And she goes to all the Chiefs games. Life experiences and maturity. This is something they did score a little bit lower on, 80%. They said they both have been over on the spotlight for a decade. They're old enough to know what they want, but young enough to still trying to figure it out because they're in their mid-30s.
Or still want more.
That's the part.
I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens when, you know, Travis has to step away from the NFL, mm-hmm. at least as a player. And, you know, I mean, it's not like Taylor couldn't step away, but, you know, she seems to not do that. So it's going to be interesting to see where they're going.
The two biggest things they scored low on in their relationship was schedule and public appearance pressure, gave them a 60%. They said it's just a hard grind. I just wonder if he retires, does that dramatically go up? He has a lot more free time to kind of do what he wants.
And I think that's coming, too.
I do think this is probably like one of his last years. And the other one, which a lot of people have questioned in their relationship, shared values, 75%. Both are very family-oriented and not afraid to be vulnerable, but there's been issues with people feeling like Travis hasn't defended her publicly when it came to politics. She was very outspoken during the election, and people felt like, do they disagree politically? Is he a Republican? She's a Democrat? People have asked those questions and felt like Travis needed to step up, and that's where ChatGPT said 75%, maybe not having the same shared values. And
let's just leave him out of politics.
Right.
But 78%.
That's good.
You know who didn't score better? Kevin and Sarah, though.
That's right.
Damn right they
didn't. That's right. We were 87%. But here again, we've had over 24 years of marriage. You know, we've been together.
Brett gave a 20-year ranking.
Well, true, but
AI just hates
Drag him.
Brett and I.
Drag him.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.